This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 29th. God's word to you today is shortfall. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 3, verses 22 to 23, and it says, "We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard." Businesses go through seasons, and that is totally understandable. However, it is one thing not to have the money to pay salaries, and it is another thing to withhold the salaries of your employees. You are the employer of labor, but you hold on to the salary of your staff to the middle of the new month. There is only one word for that, and that is stealing. Even if you eventually pay the salary, the question is, what happened to the time value of the money lost? It is called stealing, and the Bible speaks very strongly against it. If you look at how we do life, you will discover that we all need God to really help us to be above board in this area of stealing. I am a software person, and it is so easy to copy software and just install the stolen, pirated Microsoft Office suite. Or you install this pirated or stolen operating system. In fact, everything on your laptop is stolen. And God is saying to you today, thou shalt not steal. The movie you watched last night was stolen. At this point, I know a lot of people are wondering if this is for real. This thing is not practical. Everybody does it. That is why the road is called the straight and narrow, and only few find it. And you will find that road. Say amen. Why are movie producers most bankrupt and musicians not making money in Nigeria? It is because people are stealing their work, and a lot of these people are Christians. In fact, some of them listen to the stolen songs on the way to church. It is called stealing. It is easy to say you are doing it because you do not have the money to buy these things off the shelf. Someone said Bill Gates does not need the money. He already has too much money, and he is even giving it away to charity, so I can as well take my own share. As cute as that might sound, the only word for it is stealing. The fact that you do not have money is not an excuse. I made up my mind years ago that using pirated software is stealing. I write software, and I know how I would feel if someone steals my code. How would you feel if someone steals the idea that you have labored for and goes to make money with it or deprives you of the gains? Now that you know this, it is time to adjust your thinking and obey God. Let us pray. Father, I will not steal because you will help me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.